This is Warrior's Way Podcast, episode 25, and I'm James Eek. Ichigo Ichie. This is the best lesson I learned from Anthony Bourdain. Ichigo Ichie. Now, I never knew the man, but like many of us, I followed his adventures for years. His show was my go-to whenever I needed a pick-me-up because truth is, he seemed to devour life in the same way he showed in his show he loved to chow down on noodles in a state of noodle nirvana. And after his tragic death, I decided that instead of simply wallowing in sadness, I was going to work my way through as much of his work as possible and celebrate the man and what he brought to the world. If you yourself or someone you know has done that, you'll know how sad this process is. It's like a prolonged mourning period, to be honest. You realize in retrospect just how haunted the man was and how tragic and in the end how sad. And you also realize how much life he managed to fit into his life and how much you could learn from him and what he did and how he lived. It was watching an episode of his show with the famous Japanese chef Masa that my view of not only the lesson of everything he did, but the takeaway of his life came to me and made sense in a way that has altered the way I'm looking at my life now. Now remember, I'm a Zen Buddhist. And I've been doing this Zen thing literally for decades now. But it took one comment in one episode in a conversation between two men that hit me like a slap in the face. Ichigo Ichie. The impact of that moment likely hit me even harder because I was in the middle of hosting a big biannual jiu-jitsu camp at the Eek Academy here in Victoria, BC, Canada. And I was getting a few days crammed full of so much time with two amazing Jean-Jacques Machado jiu-jitsu black belt professors that you couldn't help but be affected and feel changed in your view of how blessed you are in life, but also in the ways this amazing martial art of jiu-jitsu can change lives. And if you've never had a chance to spend a few days with really motivating mentors in a martial art, you need to understand that hanging around and learning about what jiu-jitsu, both on the mats and off the mats, looks like from people like Professor Jay Zabalos and Professor Eric Acha, then I'm sorry, my friends listening to this, but you're missing out. It was after having already spent 2 days with these awesome guys, tons of jiu-jitsu, motivating conversation, food and drinks, that I settled down to have a whole hour before I had to pass out, before I had another day of jiu-jitsu. And that was when I watched the episode. And Masa explained the concept to savor every moment. That it really means that these moments, all of them, never come again. They only happen once. It was something I, of course, knew before, but it somehow didn't hit me like it did at that moment. In that moment, I saw it as a lesson of Anthony Bourdain's Too Short Life, the core of jiu-jitsu, and what things like hanging around with close friends, teachers, and, well, everyone, what it's actually about. Ichigo Ichie. In this moment, never again. Listen to that. In this moment, never again. Every gathering of friends, every moment with someone, every breath we take, in this moment, never again. Think about how many moments in life we just let pass by and don't really savor them. Think about how many people we let pass through our lives without really appreciating them or letting them know what they really mean to us and the difference they make in our lives just from them being there. Think about all the beauty you see around you that you just let go by without really bringing it in or appreciating it without really understanding that moment. Ichigo Ichie. In this moment, never again. When I looked deeper into the concept, I found that it comes from both Zen and the concepts of transience, but more related to the tea ceremony. It's often painted on scrolls, hung on walls, reminding participants of the tea ceremony to understand that each sip of tea is unique and will never happen again. So it should be fully embraced and appreciated. I thought about my jiu-jitsu teachers and the efforts that they have made to perfect their art so that they can share the concepts with me. I thought about the sweat and effort that my training partners have spent helping to make me understand the art and make me better. I thought about all the lessons I've learned and realized that it's not in some future place all this happens, but it's in this moment, that chance encounter, that tapping out, that small comment, that lesson. Ichigo, ichie. In this moment, never again. That coffee, that beer, that laugh with that person, it won't happen again. When you look at life from this perspective and really understand that these moments, all of them that we get, are really sacred and special and precious, and we can look at our lives in a far better way. Let's face it, okay? Cut to the chase. How much time do any of us have either with ourselves or with the people and places and things that we cherish? Perhaps if we embraced our lives in this concept of ichigo ichie, in this moment, never again, we'd understand the gift this all is and the potential we all have and how we should be far more grateful for what we have and the people who've helped us by being part of this moment. Ichigo ichie. In this moment, never again. One thing's for certain. Thinking this way, appreciating it all, and being grateful for all that you have certainly won't make our lives worse. And it will very likely make our lives much better. I'm very grateful for Anthony Bourdain. And I'm grateful for that episode in a show. I'm grateful for this moment. I'm grateful for you listening. Hey, this life, it isn't easy. We are hit from every direction and sometimes forget that it is all an amazing gift, that we somehow won the lottery, and despite the odds to the contrary, we are alive and able to live. We can do great things. We can learn great things. We can help people become great. And if we're lucky, and we are not only alive, but we are training and have great teachers, we've been given an amazing opportunity not only to improve our lives, but through the relationships and partnerships and chances to help others, to improve other people's lives. And that's rare. So next time you're training, try to realize how important that teacher or that training partner is. How you would be lost, alone, and adrift without them. That nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing lasts. What you have is now, not later, just now. Ichigo, ichie. That sweaty person you are training with is giving you a huge opportunity. That moment you tap is a lesson that is hard, if not impossible, to replace if you don't notice when it happens. If we believe that our training is about attention to detail or about respect, shouldn't we also really start to understand what this means? Right now, right here. Do the math. Say there's someone really important to you that you only see once or twice a year. How many more times do you get to spend with them? Are they older than you? Are you older than them? How many times a year do you feel a true connect to someone? How many sunrises or sunsets do you see that melt your heart? How many full moons do you notice and go, wow? The next time you sit with someone, train with someone, or laugh with someone, try to remember that this moment is there, and then it's gone forever. Enjoy this life. Enjoy the training. Enjoy everything you have, because it is a gift and it is already gone. Ichigo, ichie, in this moment, never again. So before we go to the question of the week, in light of the fact that the concepts we were talking about earlier come from Anthony Bourdain's show, I just want to say that if you're listening to this and need help, to reach out to people who are there to listen and help. Life can be beautiful if you can just learn to let some light into the darkness. There's always choice. Okay. So question of the week is, I want to be a black belt, but what martial art should I get a black belt in? Well, first off, don't ever make being a black belt your goal, or you will be very disappointed. If you think about it, if you do any martial art that has black belts, eventually you will be one. You will be a black belt the rest of your life, which hopefully will be a very long time. Definitely more time than you weren't a black belt. The most important belt, to be honest with you, is a white belt. You build everything you're going to become as a white belt. So take your time. Do the research, experiment, create, and learn to be awesome and inspired. As for what martial art you should get a black belt in, how about all of them? I've been training for almost 40 years, and I have a few black belts and a few similar ranks in martial arts that don't have black belts. I'm very grateful for all of it. Martial arts can be like going to a smorgasbord and getting to eat a whole lot of cool foods. Don't try to focus on just one food. If you like toast and that's all you want to eat, it's kind of a sad thing. There's a whole lot of good food out there. That said, if you're asking me personally, which I think is what the point of this was, I think you need jujitsu. I think you need real jujitsu, not some made-up jujitsu that somebody gave themselves a belt or paid for one. Real jujitsu as your core, because that is where all other systems end and where you have no choice but to fight when that person has you and is holding you or they're on you. But you also need a realistic weapon system. You also need to know how to say realistic, apparently. You need a realistic weapon system. You need a good striking system. You need to understand what happens in trapping range, where arms can end tied up like knots. You need it all. Because you don't know when a fight's going to happen or where it's going to happen. It can happen anywhere, at any time. So you need to be ready for all of it. You need it all. Just like you don't want to do just deadlifts, in the martial arts, you need to stretch out and be good at a lot of things. But don't make black belt your goal. Find a great school, a great teacher, and great people to train with. And then just stick with it and don't give up and get on the mats. And train with an open mind. That's what you want. And if in your town you don't have much choices, well, you have two options. get in your car and drive and find a good school that has more options, or make the best of what you can. Because you will become your martial art. And if your school isn't maybe exactly what you want, but there is no other option, then make yourself better. Set yourself a goal that you're going to learn from the mistakes of others. But I think your best bet is to still seek out and find a teacher, find a school, find a system, and the people that will change your life. And you'll know when you find it, because they will bring a feeling of awesomeness inside you when you're around them. You'll know that there are great people there when class is done and everybody's laughing and having fun and can't wait till tomorrow. And you'll know you found a great teacher when your life is changed for the better because of it. And there you go. And then work hard, get that black belt, and give back for the rest of your life. So I think we'll end it there. Really look into this concept of ichigo ichie, in this moment never again. I feel really lucky that, you know, instead of being mired in the sadness of what happened to Anthony Bourdain, I chose to weed my way through his shows. And if you know anything about my life, you know I don't have a whole heck of a lot of time to watch shows. If I'm lucky, I get maybe at most an hour. And that is usually more than enough for me. But I've been working through it. And I feel very happy that I saw this, and it's even more of a poignant message given the reality of what happened with him. I think he needed to spend a little more time with Massa and maybe looked for help when things were bad and reached out to people a little more. And I think that's a lesson for all of us too. And that's all we can hope for, right? Find the lessons in life and to pick it up and to make it a lesson for us. That's what this website's about, or website. This is what this podcast is about. I guess I have our Warriors Way podcast website in my head, meaning that it needs work. And I will get to it. At least it's there. We will add to it. I've been very busy lately, as we all are. I know that's not really an excuse, but I'm busy being on the mats and teaching and doing podcasts and writing and all this other stuff. So website is something that will get done. Don't you worry. But there's been a bunch of other things that have been at the forefront, like awesome jiu-jitsu camps and hanging out with amazing teachers and learning. But as I'm saying, there is a Warriors Way podcast website out there. We will get to it and build it. In the meantime, we have our Facebook page. And if you aren't so much into the internet stuff, you can also find my Warriors Way book out there. Pick up a copy. That would be awesome. And there is another one that is newer, that is A Wolf in the Woods, about me fighting a wolf in the woods and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's actually not a book just about that. It's about the lesson that I learned from a very crazy situation that happened to me and how it kind of changed my view on my training and what needs to get done. And probably is one of the reasons why we're doing this podcast. So you can find my books on Amazon. They're available in paper, traditional form, I should say, perhaps, as well as ebooks for your Kobo or your Kindle. And other than that, get out and train. You want to be awesome in this life? You got to do something about it. You can sit around all day, or you can make your life better. But read. Hit the gym. Hit the dojo. Make something of this life. Because just like this moment, never again.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.